Right, we are up to the Amud Beis. I don't have the daf number here. I have a copy. I think it's Nun Ches Amud Beis or Nun Ches Amud Beis. I think it's Nun Ches Amud Beis. Nun Ches Amud Beis. And we are up to the Gemara. The Gemara has tried to figure out how you can have a Saita as an Arusa and a Saita as a Shemeres Yabam. So he did the Arusa. We didn't said that he lived with her, the Beis Chamav, before she became a Nesua. So it was Kadm Shchivitz Baal and Shchivitz Baal. Then they did Chuppah. Then, after she had Stira as Kinoy and Stira as an Arusa. Then she did Chuppah. Never lived with her afterwards, so there was no living in sin, and therefore the water could work. And we had a Raya from there, the Yesh Chuppah Lipsulos. That's what we said. By Shemeres Yabam. We had a bigger problem. Rashi had two pshatim in the end, so I'm just going to go with the second one, that we don't need Kad Meshchivas Baal because the deceased brother had lived with her. He did Maimer, according to the Shammai, so that was a different way of acquiring her. So she is considered his wife now, and she had done Stira as a Shemeres Yabam. He never lived with her in sin. The Kad Meshchivas Baal was accomplished by his deceased brother. And therefore, she can drink now after he did Maimer, and she's his wife, for what she did during the time of Shemeres Yabam. That was the answer we gave yesterday, but we proved Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, because that was the only way in Arusa you could drink for what one did as an Arusa. She has to be married, she has to be a Nesua, and it can't be through living with her, because that would be living in sin, that would disqualify, that would invalidate the water. So therefore, that was the case we came up with, and we proved Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top, Rapapa Amar. Rapapa says no. There is no Raya here because of the following. Hai Kanahu, the Tanya we learned. Hey Mekanah Lo La'arusa, La'ashkaisik She'arusa. We don't do Kinoi to Narusa to give her to drink when she's in Arusa, because remember we had the Mishnah that says Arusa is my shaisais, right? Ava mekanan oisa la shaisek she nesua. So we can do kinoy as an Arusa, and the drinking will be done when she's in Nesua. Now Rashi here has two pshatim. He likes his second shot better than his first shot, I believe. Right? He likes his second shot better. Let us do the two pshatim in Rashi. The Baba Amar, the oilam leitedik mina di eshkopa. Cannot prove Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. The Hochag on the Kinolok Shi Arusa, the Nasa Uba'alaha. He did Kinoy as an Arusa, then he married her and lived with her more than the Kinoy Chuppah. Right? In fact, the truth is, she wasn't puzzled at that point, according to the first Chatan Rashi. He could have just done Chuppah as well, but we need him to live with her. Right? And we don't want to say he lived with her as an Arusa. We want to say he lived with her kosher, meaning he did Kinoy. He warned her when she was in Arusa, don't go into a room with Klangi, right? And then he married her. There was no Stira yet. She never did Stira as an Arusa. She did Stira post-wedding. So he lived with her. That was Kad Meshchivas Baal Meshchivas Baal. That was the living of the husband. And then she did Stira after she got married. The warning was done as an Arusa. But the Stira was done as an Nesua. He never lived with her in sin, because he lived with her prior to the Stira. And therefore, he's giving her to drink based on the warning of Arusa. So, Enochinami, the Stira didn't happen as an Arusa. Only the warning happened in Arusa. And what we're saying is, let me just finish, that the warning of an Arusa is adequate. Yes.
We say that the warning gets interrupted if he lives with her in between?
No. All we said before was that if he lived with her after Stira, when he wasn't allowed to live with her, then it's living in sin, and that invalidates the water. Listen, Reuven's married to Leah. Forget about anything else. Reuven warns Leah, don't go together with John. Right? And she doesn't. She doesn't. And Reuven keeps on living with her as husband and wife. Then, a year later, she goes together with John. The warning of a year ago kicks in. She had Stira. Now she becomes Aser. Between the warning and the stira, there's no Aser. Nothing wrong with living with a woman that you warned. Adarabba, the purpose of the warning is to make sure that this doesn't happen. So going to
is there a time limit? Statute of limitations of warning?
No statute of limitations. So going back to our Gemara, so he warned her when she was in Arusa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. And she got married to him. Legally, perfectly, he lived with her, and nothing was wrong. Then afterwards she had Stira, and the Kiddush of Arusa is not, according to this Chat and Rashi, that she did anything wrong as an Arusa. The warning was in an Arusa. That's good enough to make a drink now, and that's what the Mishnah meant, Shoshatisi Arusa. It doesn't mean that she did anything as an Arusa. It means he can make her swear based on a warning that was done as an Arusa. That is Rashi's first shot. Let's read it inside. Rashi. Because we're talking about he lived with her. He warned her when she was in Arusa, but not that he married her. He lived with her. The other is Tatra. Then she went private into a room. And he's warning her, he's giving her to drink through that kinoi. The high Tanahu, and it's going like the Tana that says, you can make a woman drink when she's in the Suwa for the warning you gave her when she was in Arusa. Now, Rashi doesn't like this shot. Because then, really, it's not Shalit Shatisi Arusa. He didn't do anything wrong as an Arusa. The lashon that we had in the Mishnah is that he makes you swear that she didn't do anything wrong as an Arusa. The way we're learning now, all what happened as an Arusa was a warning. So really, it doesn't fit the words that well. Therefore, Rashi offers a second shot. Again, what happened was the brother died. Right. I'm sorry. What happened was the brother died. I'm sorry. No, that's my Shemar Shem. Let's go by Arusa. He did Erison. He warned her, and she did Stira. She did Stira as an Arusa. And he lived with her in sin. He lived with her in sin. Right? He lived with her in sin. And this Tana doesn't require neither of the two requirements. He doesn't hold Kad Mishchivas Baal Labayo, and he doesn't hold you need that there is no living in sin after Stira.
He lived with her for Kiddushin, or, I mean, for Nisuin?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
What was his Kavanah when he lived with her? To get for Nisuin?
He married her. He was not aware of the Stira. He wasn't aware of it. He warned her as an Arusa. She went privately into a room as an Arusa. He had no idea. He went and married her, lived with her. Now we find out about a stira that happened during Erison. That means retroactively he lived in sin. Hmm. He didn't know he lived in sin. So we said before, the water doesn't work. This kind of holds, the water works. That's what the Bab is answering. Your question is based on the fact that the water doesn't work. This kind of holds that the water works. And the Tana is the Tana of the Braisa, who says clearly that you can make a drink as in the Sua for what happened during Eris. And there's two problems. Where is the Kadma Shiva's Baal? And where is the Menukama Avayim? There's a double problem here. He didn't live with her before. A regular Arusa, the Aris, is not Madonna with her, like we said before. And in a regular Arusa, he married her in the Sua. He lived with her. And the Braisa says, you can make a drink after she's in the Sua from what happened during Erison. That's what the Brisa says clearly. So the Rapapa, that's the Tana of that Mishnah. But he says you can make her drink Shleshatisi Arusa. You had two questions. You need Shiva's Baal, and you need no sin. And therefore you wanted to learn Chuppah, and that he was Mizana. That's Rapapa, forget about it. Not true. He wasn't Mizana, and he lived with her after marriage. And this Tana rejects the two requirements of Shiva's Baal and of Menucha Me'ava. And therefore, there's no problem.
Menucha Me'ava requires his Kavana to do an Avon?
Oh, we said that before, that even if he didn't know about it, but if he knows about it now, the water won't work. That's what he said. That once the Edom show up and come stira, even if at the time he lived with him he had no knowledge, he's not Menuchah Me'avim. That's what we said before.
Why doesn't it work?
What? The water won't work. This time
why
it holds the water.
Why didn't it work?
Well, I'm sorry?
Why would it, why didn't it work? We think it worked, according to the other
He's not Menuchah Me'avim. He lived in Zed.
He didn't know about it. Doesn't matter?
That doesn't... A shagig is also a sin.
Okay, so that's what it's tullian. Is does the sin considered a sin? That's the machlokes.
No, that's your pshat. Rashi's pshat is a sin is a sin, but who says we care about that? See, Rashi doesn't learn your way. Rashi, let's leave Rashi inside. You know, let Rashi talk for himself. Lishna chvina. Amar Abba loylam dekina log shi arusa v'istatra. He warned her when she was in arusa. She went privately into her room. He gives her to drink when she's in the sewer. Hagob, Achilo Nivolo. Well, we take out, we're not going to learn that God. We're going to skip that God. Udakashaloch, Eminukim Oven. We have a question that he lived with her in sin. Haikamahu, the less than Hak Drasha. He doesn't hold this Drasha. The Zehu Roshan Bairi. That's how my Rebbe learned. Unira Iker. I like this shot better, even though it means that this shot has to reject the commonly accepted that the husband couldn't have lived in sin. We are now saying he could have lived in sin, and it still works. Why do I like this shot better? It doesn't mean she swears she didn't do anything as an arusa. Adarabba, like she arusa istatra. The stira, according to the first shot, the stira happened after Nisuan. Therefore, Rashi liked this shot better than the other shot. But according to this shot, there are two requirements that have to be weighed. Number one is, you don't need kad meshchivas baal, because Rav Papa doesn't say she was mezana as an arusa. Number two is, you don't need menuchah me'avim, which is an accepted fact throughout shas that you do, and we're saying, Rav Papa saying that this right to hold, you don't, and therefore the Mishnah holds you don't, and that's a big chiddush, but that's what Rashi was.
What is Pasha Pshat then? What is Venika Ha'ish Me'avin? What does that mean, according to that, Mandamer?
Well, if you learned Chumash, you would have never seen Menuchah Me'avin. Menuchah Ha'ish Me'avin, Ishit Yisus Havayin, is talking about if she drank, and she got exonerated, and she's happy, and she's Tahira, do we blame the husband for putting her through this? Is the husband blamable for putting his innocent wife through this process?
But the boil? It's not going on the boil also?
Nothing to do with the boil. You open up a chumash. The Nikki Ishma Avon is not written before she drinks. You read the pasuk of Nikki Ishma Avon, talking about after a woman that drank. I'm sorry?
It's after she drinks, so they were talking about the husband. Okay.
Yeah. That's Pashim Shat Mechamesh. We darsha from that, that we need Menuchah Me'avim the whole time. Right? That's a drasha, Chazal's drasha, which is fine. I don't Chazal go need my Haskama. The Papa is saying that this Braisa, therefore the Mishnah he's explaining, does not need it.
This Tana holds, even if he lives with her, and he knows he's living with her, and he still can be Seis to her? I mean,
yes.
He can make her drink.
According to Rav Papa, yes. Again, you're hung up on intention. Again, you're hung up that sin is only bemazed. It's not true. Either it is a sin or it's not a sin. It's a greater sin bemazed, but it's not a sin and not a sin b'shaydi. Sin is a fact. The guy forgot his Shabbos. He did a melacha, he did a sin, even though he's a shaykh. Back to the Gemara. Nachum of Yitzchak Amar, and this is a whole new terrace, that we misunderstood the Mishnah completely. The Mishnah that said Shalai Satisi Arusa did not mean that anything happened that he warned there isn't Arusa at all. Doesn't mean that at all. Talking about a man that's married, he's in a shua. She's in the sewer. He warned her after the sewer, and he said, don't go alone with Pliny. And she went, and now he's taking her to drink. And there's a concept called Gilgul Shvua. That once I make a person swear, I can throw the book and make him swear about things that he has no obligation to swear on. But once he's swearing, the Torah allows me to be megalgo shvua, to bring other things in that really I have no business making the person swear. This woman is swearing now that she wasn't a zana with John after her husband warned her, after she was in the sua. She was a regular nesua, married lady, lived with her husband for 5 years. Afterwards, he warned her. She went into stira, and now she's swearing about that relationship. But once he's swearing about that relationship, he can throw every time and say, I want you to swear that you didn't live with this man, you didn't live with another man, you didn't live as an Asur, you didn't live as an Arusi, you didn't live as a Shemashep. He can throw everything at her. But really, he wouldn't be able to make her swear on. But this is the halacha called Gilgul Shvua. For instance, a guy, I have two claims against the person. And one is a bite of a mitzvah, and one is a case that he doesn't have to swear on for whatever reason. Once I make him swear on one, I can automatically make him swear on the other, even though the other is not something that he's obligated to swear on. But that's called Gilgul Shvua. You roll the Shvua. Never, the whole kasha never started. Loisa Tisi Arusa was not talking about anything that happened that he warned her during Erisin. He was a regular married man. Nothing was sin. Had never warned her. Had never, whether she had gone privately into a room, it didn't ask her. By the way, a woman that has yichud does not become asher to her husband. So even though she did stira as an Arusa, but it's not a sin, meaning it's not living in sin. So she did yichud. Now, he, later on, he never finds out about it at all. She never did it, she did it, we don't know. She's now in a suin, he's making her swear about something that happened post the suin, with a warning that happened post the suin. And now, once he's making her swear, he can roll the book at her. He throws the book. Dr. Gemara of Nachman Yichud Amrai Dei Gilbo, Dr. Rashi. Nachman Amrai Masnissim B'dloi Kina Lov, B'dloi Yistatuk Shearusa. Nothing happened when she was in Arusa. Alakina la mishanasa, he warned her when she got married, the istatra. Umashkalai de kino isho aksha, he's making her drink through this warning. Umagalgalala shvua, shvua kol yamim shaisatachta. And now he makes her swear about the whole, during their whole relationship. Even though he never warned her. And there was no reason for her to swear about those things. But once she's swearing, he can throw the book at her. Mishanisarsa v'nivdika, from when she became an arusa, v'nivdika, and it works. When we come to Gilgul Shvua Minatayra, this is the source of Gilgul Shvua. And therefore, the whole discussion never started. You don't need chuppah, you don't need anything. It was not during Erisin that anything happened. It's once he's making her swear, he can throw Erisin in as well. This is the end of this piece of Torah. We now move on to the next thing. Dr. Klebeck. Amar Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeder Rav Yochanan. Chanina sent the following halacha in the name of Rav Yochanan. Maimer b'yavemt, ha'isa maimer b'yavemt of Yesh L'ach, afilu hukayim v'hikrihenes, paspa minatruma. Okay, now, a Shemeres Yavim does not eat truma. A Shemeres Yavim to a Kayan does not eat truma. But here was a woman that was eating truma. She's a Bas Kayan. She's eating truma. Either she's married to Pliny, right, or she's eating because of her father. And then what happened was, there were two Yavamim waiting for her. Reuben died, and he left two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon made Maimer. Levi is rabbinically prohibited to do Yibum. Now, before Shimon made Maimer, Shimon could have done Yibum, Levi could have done Yibum. The minute Shimon does Maimer, not like Bishamai, like Bishil, it's a rabbinic act that bans Yibum from Levi rabbinically. Right? But it's a rabbinic ban for Levi. But if he went ahead and did it, he would be violating rabbinic law. Now, at this point, till Shimon does his own Yibum, she's waiting for Yibum from either Shimon or Levi, biblically. But Levi would be a sin for him to do it rabbinically. I hope I'm explaining myself. Reuben died, he left two brothers. Either of the two can do Yibum. Shimon does Maimer, biblically, either of the two can still do Yibum. rabbinically, we don't want Levi to do Yibum because Shimon did Maimer. So at this point, Rabbi Eichanan said, she is considered a Mishtameres Labi Absula. She's waiting for Yibum either from Shimon or from Levi, and Levi is a Bi Absula, is a forbidden act. But she's waiting for that because there's no guarantee that Levi won't be the one to do Yibum. It's like the Gemara wants to compare it to the woman who's waiting for Amana. She's an Amana L'Klein Gadol, and she's waiting for the Klein Gadol to live with her. Or the Kushim Chalutz of the Klein Hedit. She's Mishtameres for the Yitzula. This woman is Mishtameres to either a Biyak Shera or to a Biyam Sula. We don't know who's going to end up doing Yibum, and she's waiting. So even though biblically nothing is wrong, but since rabbinically one of them is Pasul, so Rabbi Yechanan said, she cannot eat Truma. As long as she's waiting for somebody to do something, either Shimon or Levi, she cannot eat Truma because she's Mishtameres L'Biyam Sula. That's Rashi. Sula min HaTruma, Achi Yichnais, till he does Zibam, till Shimon does Zibam. Mishtameres L'Biyam Sula, she has Biyat Ochav L'Avela, Levi has the ability to live with her, or Biyat Biyat would be effective. Just like she's waiting, sorry, to Shimon's Biyam, Kaki Mishtameres L'Biyas Ochav, she psula b'drabonam. Yesh Biyah Achar Maimah. If Levi does Yibum, it works. Remember we said in the last pairing that Biyah works after Maimah, meaning one did Maimah and the other one did Biyah. It works biblically, right? Rabbinically, we have a problem. Maimah l'zul b'al l'zul. V'chem b'beiz Yivam and Biyivam Achah. Right, the Mishnah said that's true with two brothers, no one Yavama. Zav to Gemara, Trek to Gemara, Laman. Which man the Amar is he saying it into? Elam or the Reb Meir, is he saying it like Reb Meir who said in our Mishnah that Amana L'Klein Gadol, Kusha L'Chalutzu L'Klein Hedget is Mishtameres L'Biyipsula. Eim Adam Reb Meir Mishtameres L'Biyipsula V'Yachem D'Raisa. That's because it's a biblical Biyipsula. Drabanam Yama, do you ever say that a woman that's waiting for a rabbinic Biyav Sula can't eat Truma? That's expanding Reb Meir. All Reb Meir said is, this Amana L'Klein Gadol, Grusha L'Chalutzu L'Klein Hedget is headed for a Biyav Sula biblically, so we don't want her to eat Truma now. But she's only headed to a possible rabbinic Biyav Sula. Why should that affect her? Who says Reb Meir would say that? Let me just finish two lines. Elul Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Hashta Mishtameres L'Bi Yipsula D'Raisa Achva. They even let her eat when she's waiting for B'Bi Yipsula D'Raisa D'Rabbana Miboyi. Look, the Gemara, so therefore, that's a mistaken quote of Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan could not have said this because he has no right to say this. Because all we saw was that Reb Meir said, Mishtameres L'Bi Yipsula D'Raisa can't eat. And Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said, even that can eat. No one said anything about a Mishtameres L'Biyav Sula D'Rabbana. Yes.
The Mishtameres L'Biyav Sula is Midoraisa because it's two brothers?
No.
Maimer doesn't come into play Midoraisa, right?
Yes, that's why it's only Mishtameres L'Biyav Sula D'Rabbana. You're right. That's not a case of Doraisa. That's a case of D'Rabbana.
Ah, okay. I thought it was the Mishnah's case.
All we're saying is, all you saw in our Mishnah is when she was waiting for a Biyav Sula Midoraisa. In this case, she's not. And therefore, who says Reb Meir would ever say it?
Okay, thank you.
And for the Gemara, you're right. It was a mistaken quote of Reb Yechanan. Eloki Asa Rabban Amar. When Rabban came from Eretz Yisrael, he told us this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. If he made a mimer, if Shimon made a mimer, everybody agrees that this Kehenes, who's a Bas Kayan, can eat Truma. Why should she not eat Truma? But the Levi might live with her. It's only rabbinically prohibited. That doesn't answer her from eating Truma.
I'm sorry, Jeb. Why are you going back to that she's a Bas Kohen? She was eating Truma because her husband was a Kohen. Why are you going back to the fact that she was a Bas Kohen? Why does it have to be a Bas Kohen? She was eating Truma because she was married to a Kohen.
Yeah, 100% right. But the Mishnah later on says that a shemeres yabam from a kayan to a kayan does not eat truma. There's a Mishnah later on that said that Reuben died, and Shimon is the only yabam, and both Reuben and Shimon are kahanim, she does not eat truma until yibam takes place.
That her father, but if she's a Baz Kohen, then she can go back to rely on that?
To be Nasha.
Exactly, because Manasseh, if she's bound to Shimon, she can eat. Terek, because you tell me that's not good enough, so then she goes home.
Okay.
Even though I'll admit to you, it's a Machlokes Rishayim, and I'm picking Rashi's side, the Rashi Shita is, I believe it's Rashi Shita. We'll have it later in the Masechta. If I remember correctly, this is Rashi Shita, that a Shemeres Yavim can never eat. And for the Gemara, Eliki Asa Rabban Amar. So Rabban said, Asa Bamaimer Bivemta Divyakal Akhla, there's nothing wrong. She's not a Mishtameres, to be absolute, the Rai said, there's nothing wrong. Here we go to the next step. Yeshle Ach Cholol. Reuben died, he has two brothers. One is a kosher Kayan, and one is a Cholol, which means his father, Yaakov, was married to two women, a kosher wife and a grusha. He had two sons from the kosher wife, Reuben and Shimon, and he had one son from the grusha, named Levi. Now Reuben died. Shimon is a Kohen, and Yaakov is a Cholol. Now, either of those two can do Yibum. There's nothing wrong for Reuben's wife marrying Yaakov. She'll become a Cholola. There's nothing wrong with a woman becoming a Cholola. There's no sin for Yaakov to do Yibum to Reuben's wife. Even though Yaakov is a Cholol, and he'll be making his Reuben's wife a Cholola. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no Isser in the Torah for a woman to marry a Cholol, even though she will become a Cholola. Reuben died. Either Shimon or Levi can do Yibum. If Shimon does Yibum, she'll be able to eat Truma. If Levi does Yibum, she will not be able to eat Truma biblically, because Levi is a Cholol. Now, the way you can have two brothers, one kosher and one Cholol, is because he had two wives, right? One was a kosher woman and one was a Cholol, a grusha. So one of the children is a kosher Kayan and the other one is a Cholol. Now, Reuben dies, and this woman can have Yibum either by her brother-in-law, who's a kosher Kayan, or by her brother-in-law, who's a Cholol. And either of the two is qualified to do Yibum. So at this point, she's Mishtameris would be a Psula Deraisa. Meaning, if Levi does Yibum, she will become Pasul the Truma Deraisa. She happens to be a Bas Kayan. Reuben is married a Bas Kayan. He's a Kayan. He died. His wife would like to eat Truma. But since Levi might be the one doing Yibum, and that would be a Deraisa Psul, wouldn't be Isser. No Isser would be done. But she would become Pasul to Truma because she becomes a Cholola. So she's Mishtameris would be a Psul of Deraisa. So here, Rabbi Yochanan says she cannot eat Truma. And Rashi's going to explain that even Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who allowed her to eat Truma by an Amanda Lekhain God, Lagush Lechutz Lekhain Hedja during Erison, would agree here that she can't eat Truma, and Rashi will explain why. Dr. Rashi. Divri Ako, Bain the Rabbi Yochanan, Bain the Rish Lakish. We haven't had Rish Lakish yet. He's going to come in soon. Achlo, she can eat the truma de Beinasha from the truma from her father's house. Now, for the little Reb Meir, Loi Pasul, Mishtameres to be Absula de Raisa, right? And over here, the first case, Shimon and Levi are both kosher. So Shimon made a mimer. All that does is rabbinic, not biblical. And therefore, there's no reason that the woman can't eat truma from her father's house. Yesh l'zehayabam achlo, divri hakol lo yachlo. Absolutely, even if she's a even though Shimon made a mimer and he's a kosher kayan, Akati still, Mishtameris the Bia Psula, she's waiting for a Bia Psula, the Bia's Hacholo, now the Psula the Raisa. She's waiting for the Bia's Chol, which is a Psula the Raisa. B'layachlan, she won't eat Truma. B'afilu Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, even according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Kimakshri b'amadol b'kayin god b'kamakshri sheyeshlo l'hachal b'makamachat. Remember we said, b'amadol b'kayin god can eat because the kayin god has the ability to feed another wife. This cholo will never be able to feed another wife. Amishtameres yom cholo, de'ein lo l'hachal, will never be able to feed another wife. The Kohen Kol Zaru Pasola Lo Yachle Pasoter, and she cannot eat Truma. So Rabbi Yechon says, if one of the brothers is a Kohen, she cannot eat Truma because one of the brothers is Pasol. She's a Meshtameris Labi of Sula from someone who can never feed anybody Truma. And therefore, even the brother Rabbi Shimon would say, she cannot eat Truma. Keep Ligi. I'm sorry. The next case, by Nechliku, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish. In the following case, Al Shenasim Laget, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, all kosher kahanim. Reuven died, and Shimon gave this woman a rabbinic get. It's Yavama, a rabbinic get. Biblically, the get is zero. Rabbinically, the get disqualifies her from Yibum. Right? So this is only rabbinic. This is only rabbinic. So, can she now eat truma from her father's house? Now, remember, if she's divorced, if they give her chalitza, she goes back and eats from her father's house. But at this point, they didn't give her chalitza yet, but they gave her a get. Right? So the question is, now, if somebody would do yibum, it would be a rabbinic psul. She would be mishtameres, would be a psula midirabana. Again, it's only rabbinic, because it's after a get that's only a drabana. So the question now becomes as follows. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Echelas, and Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Echelas. Rabbi Yechonin says she can eat Truma, and Rish Lakish says she can't eat Truma. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Echelas, Afilu Rameres Amar, Ein Echelas, Hanamili Mishtameres to be Absula Deraisa. That's only if there's a Deraisa involved. Avadrabbanan Achla. But if it's only Midrabbanan, and that's all it is here, there's no reason her not to eat Truma. She can eat. Because the worst-case scenario is that somebody will violate a drabana. Mishtameris will be a psula drabana can eat truma. Reb Lazar, Reb Shit, Reb Shlanka Shama, Eina Chela. It's a big chiddush, what he says. What is this chiddush? Afilu Reb Lazar, Reb Shit, Reb Amri, Chela. Hani mili diyeshli lahacha b'makam achar. That's if the kedushin can make her eat somewhere else, meaning the kain gadol, the kain hedget has the ability to feed. Here, get never makes a woman eat truma. Get is not a relationship that increases the right to eat truma. If anything, it decreases. So it was up to Shlokish, any act that decreases the right to eat truma doesn't build the relationship. It weakens the relationship, stops her from eating truma. That's what Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon is saying. Mimer, kedushin are things that usually lead to eating truma. Get is something that usually leads to not eating truma. So over here, even though it's only rabbinic get, right? And the truth is, had it been a biblical get, she would go back home. But at this point, get diminished the relationship between the yavam and the yavama. So now she's waiting for a biyabsula that's a different level biyabsula. It's a biyabsula done after something that weakened a relationship. And therefore, Reish Lakish holds that she cannot eat truma. Let's read it inside. Hani mili diyeshle v'hacha b'makam achar. Something was done that usually helps the guy feed his wife, not hinders. Avahocha kibin deyle v'hacha b'makam achar. Get never helps a woman eat truma. So therefore, no, she can't eat truma. V'chitayim ochanami yeshle v'achila b'chazera. Not true. A get lets her go back home and eat truma. So get can increase her right to eat truma. So why are you telling me that a get of a yavama should decrease when a real get lets her go back home to her kaya, to her father? The answer is chazeres paskim inei klevi lebeinasha. That's because once there's a real get, she's no longer bound to any husband. She goes back home. Here she's still bound to the yavama, to the yavam. And as bound to the yavam, there was something done to weaken the relationship. And since it was done to weaken the relationship, Reish Lakish holds, she cannot eat truma now. She has to wait for either yibum or chalitza. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Elish shanasam laget, kayin liyavam tikehenes. He gave her a get. Nakati libiyasi mishtameres. He can still do yibum biblically. Biyasi psula medrabonani. The get mahani ba medrabonani only helps rabbinically. Hulu rablazi damar echeles. Hanimili ide kedushin. Yeshli lahachu ki agav de b'makam achar. Kedushin is something that builds a relationship. the builder right to feed her truma. Aber der Gerishin, der Einler lehacha, der Gerishin b'makam achar, Gerishin doesn't build the right to feed his wife truma. If anything, it diminishes it. Right. Ivan Timer Hakanami Yeshla Lahakha de Gerishin Demurim Bechazeris. Not true. If he would divorce this Bat Kayan, she would be able to go back and eat her father's truma. So Gerishin does build the right to eat truma. And the answer is that's because the relationship is severed. She goes back home. But here the relationship exists. Then we can buy a get. And therefore, above the Rav Shimon Mutei, she can't eat truma according to Rish Lakish. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish.
Well, what would they say by mimer? That's not a that restricts her when she's shemeres to the other brother.
Restricts rabbinically, but it's a relationship builder. And since it's a relationship builder, we say she can eat truma. Because it's not a weakening of a relationship, it's a builder of a relationship. Granted, it makes it issa drabonon, mishtameres b'di psula drabonon doesn't bother us. The only thing that bothers us is mishtameres b'di psula deraisa. But over here, yes, even though it's only drabonon, but since it's a weakening of the relationship, Rish Lakish holds she can't eat truma. Fine.
Am I right? I just forgot. Yes. If she has a get from, a mimer get from Shimon, can she still marry Levi? Is she still Yavama to Levi?
We had a machloikas. If a person can give a get to just the mimer, or once he gives the get, it automatically weakens the Zika. But he would have to speak out that the get is only from the mimer, not from the Zika.
And if it's not from the Zika, then she can marry Levi.
Yeah, we had a machloikas about that, correct. Yeah. But there was a machloikas. Shouldn't say it was a machloikas. One person asked it as a shayla, and one person said she can. It was a machloikas, shayla. Okay. Now the Mishnah told us a yisai, Nisarmel and Nisgarishu b'chulu. The Mishnah said that if a woman, Kayin Gadol, does kedushin with an almana and then divorces her, she's nothing happened to the woman. She's not a chalala. Means erisin didn't do a thing. What we count is nisuin. We don't care what happened by erisin. We look to see did he ever consummate the marriage or not. She only becomes a chalala after he marries, does nisuin. Till then, she's kashin. The Mishnah said, this amun is garshum and erisin. She can go back to eat truma from her father's house, even though she was an arusa of a kind gadol, and that was prohibited to love. But still, she doesn't become a chalala till they actually consummate that marriage. That's what our Mishnah said. Now we're going to get involved in something else. We're going to have a machlekes in the next Mishnah, whether a kind gadol can marry a begeris. The reasons for that will be explained in the next Gemara, but according to one Magi Amar, a kind gadol has to marry a girl under 12 and a half. You cannot marry a girl over 12 and a half. The Gemara will explain why. We're not going to get involved in it now. We'll leave it for the Gemara on the Amud Aleph coming up. But according to one Magi Amar, a kohen gadol can only marry a girl that's under 12 and a half. So the Gemara wants to know. A kohen gadol did kedushin to a girl under 12 and a half. Ubagra tachtav. And then she became a begeris between erisin and nisuin. So now he's going to do nisuin with a begeris. His erisin was perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong. But now he's going to consummate the marriage with a woman that's over 12 and a half who he's not allowed to marry. But he was already married to her as an aras and arusa before. Is it aser or not? Mau. But the nisuin of linan? Baser Erisin as Mina. Do we go Baser Nisuin or we go Baser Erisin? Rashi. Not Rashi. Bagra Tachta, Bime Erisin. The Kohen Gadol also be Begaris. To the Amina be Gemasnisin. Like the Mishnah will say later on. Mitzvasai be Tana be Nara. He has to marry either a Tana or a Nara. Now, my first line of Rashi is erased. Can anybody read me the first line of Rashi? Namad Aleph.
Ahu l'knusa l'kainsa mishabagra oiloi. Basar kicha the Arison Azlina and Visharia play.
Again, you want to be that advice? There's two lines. I'm missing two lines. Please, I'm sorry.
I made a copy. I bust her Azlina Vikiva de Bagra Asurale. Asirale.
Okay. The Shaila is, can he marry her or not? Amalot. So Shmuel answered the Shaila. Tanisu, we learned it in our Mishnah. This Amalu and his Garshu. Binaeris and Minasu and Psulois. Binaeris and Sheris. Our Mishnah said that after Eris and it's Kasha. So we see, excuse me, that we go by the Suin. So therefore, we go by the Suin. It means Erison doesn't make a difference. Amalai, so he answered them, the Shabbi Chalala is going to be boyly. Of course, she doesn't become a Chalala. The Biya, he didn't Shabbi Chalala. Kikam a boyly, my Shaila is, the Pasuk says, who is a Bisula Yikach, that he has to marry a girl that's a Bisula. My Kikha de Kedusha Binan, or Kikha de Nesuan Binan. When the Torah gives them a mitzvah, the command, that he has to marry a less than a begaris. We learn it out from the pasuk who each of them. How we learn it out, we'll see soon. When the Torah gave him that command, did the Torah mean kedushin has to be done to a begaris? I'm sorry, to a naira. We don't care what happens afterwards. Or we look at this one again. I want to explain. The claim married a 12-year-old girl, he can stay married to her even after he becomes a begaris. Obviously, we're only interested that his original marriage should be to a girl under 12 and a half. Which point of original marriage are we interested in? Erison or Nisuan? The Yikach. What does Yikach mean? You look at the Erison. Once he did Erison to her, he has done it right. Meaning, it's not, again, if a guy would marry a 12-year-old girl, he doesn't have to divorce her a half a year later. He married her legally. Once he married her legally, he can stay married to her. Right? So what does mean marrying legally? Erison or Nisuan? That's the question. Now, again, I still don't have Rashi. Can you please read the Rashi for me?
Where from Mina Ayres?
I'll be cut off. Yeah?
Alma b'sul kuhuna basur nisuan azlinan midlai posel almana shenis arsa l'koin gadol umeis.
Fine. Okay. Next Rashi? What's the next Rashi?
Yiknais alma basur Ayresen azlinan. Shiny husband.
That's in the next Gemara. Amalei hanami to Nesua. So Shmuel said, I have another Mishnah. It says, Iris is Amanab and Ismana Lee is Kayan Gadol. Somebody was Ma'aris and Amanab, and then he became a Kayan Gadol. Listen to what happened. He was a regular Kayan. He did Kedushin to Amanab. Perfectly legal. He now became Kayan Gadol, and he has an Arusa that's an Amanab. He did the Kedushin, perfectly legal. And now he's a Kayan Gadol. Can he consummate this marriage? Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Bryce, I think it's the Bryce, Yichlas, he's allowed to marry her. So we see, we go by Erison. With a legal Erison, what happens afterwards doesn't bother us. As long as nobody didn't have Erison. Right?
Amana?
He married an Amana. A Kayan can marry an Amana. He did Erison to an Amana. He was a regular Kayan. Now he became Kayan Gadol. Did he do an Aveira at the time of Kedushin? No. Now his status changed. Since his status changed, he can't marry an Amana. But he married her. What would happen if, let me this way. What would happen if a Kayan married an Amana? 5 years later, he becomes Kayan Gadol. Does he have to divorce his wife? Absolutely not. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not allowed to marry an Amana. He was a regular Kayan. He was allowed to marry an Amana. He married an Amana. What was wrong with that? 5 years later, he became Kayan Gadol. So he doesn't have to divorce his previous wife because he became a Kayan Gadol. Absolutely not. So now he did Erison completely legal. Right? And then he became Kayan Gadol. It says clearly he can continue. He doesn't have to divorce her because he married her legally and we go by the time of Erison. So if it's true by an Amana, it's true by the Geras as well. It's the same situation. He married a girl, she was 12 and a half. He did Erison. Now she turns into the Geras. It's the exact same thing as if he did Kedushin to an Amana, and then he became Kayan Gadol. In one case, we say clearly that he can continue living with her. He can marry her, even though she is now an amanat ha'kayin gadol, but the kedushin was done legally. So the same thing with Chayra here. This girl was a nara. She turned into megaris. Why shouldn't he be able to do nisuim? Rav Shmuel, it's a beferish mishnah. There should be no difference between the kayin who became a kayin gadol to the woman who became a megaris. Dr. Gemara, no. Shaini hasam d'chsid yikach isha. We learn it out from an extra word. It says, yikach isha, extra words, to tell me that he can even take her if she's an almana since the kedushin was done legally. Frak the Gemara, hachanan d'chsid isha. So why isn't the begeret considered isha also? The same way you include the case of almana from the pasuk, why don't you include the case of begeret? But the Gemara, achas v'lo ishtayin, isha only includes one. You only have a right to include one of the two. Either an amana, who kedushin was done legally, or a girl who kedushin was done legally and turned to begera. It's like the Gemara Ma'arot. Who gave you the right to pick which one? How do you know which one to include? Maybe I should include the Naira who turned into begera, rather to the kayan who turned into a kayan gadol and can't marry the amana. Now the Gemara, I'll tell you why the amana is more includable. In the case of Amana, nothing changed in her. She's the same woman she was. He married her legally. He changed. She didn't change. Therefore, we let him continue the marriage. Whereas here, the girl changed. She became from a girl that was an Ara into a girl that was a Megara. So therefore, unless I had a second pasuk, I don't include her, and she cannot marry the Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Yichnait, can you read me the first part of that Rashi?
Yichnait, Alma Basar Eirson Azlina.
Keep on going.
And you have some, then it goes to the next line. Tixiv Isha.
Keep on going, I remember.
And you have Tixiv Isha. Ki im besula me am of Yikach Isha. Vahai Isha kray Yisairahu.
I can only include one. I cannot include two. The begaris, she changed. Amana loy nishtanas, she didn't change at all. Fine, we will stop over here. Amir Hashem, I hope to be back live tomorrow in Shir, and we'll start with Talia at 5:55. Everybody should have a wonderful day.